Hello, Stripper Whispers. This is Corey Michaelis with my stand-up comedy tour dates. If you don't want to hear them, hit that fast-forward button 30 seconds twice and rewind 15 seconds once, and that'll be the beginning of the episode. This weekend, February 3rd and 4th, I'm in Kaiser in McMinnville, Oregon. Reach out if you live near there. Portland's pretty close, so you might live in Portland. February 16th, San Antonio. 17th, Dallas. 19th, Austin and Houston, all in one day with my best bud, Andrew Rivers. Check that out. February 24th, my hometown show, everettcomedy.com for tickets to that. And listen to this long episode. Supposed to be episode 2 of the season, but we moved it back because it's so long. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Stripper Whisper, the podcast where we get behind the G-string and interview strippers about their lives outside the clubs, what it's like working in the clubs, and how we can all be good customers in their space and spaces. I am Corey Michaelis.
I'm Nikki, new co-host.
We have a co-host.
We have a new co-host.
Yes, very exciting. Happy to welcome Nikki to the team. She's been super helpful in getting interviews scheduled because it's a little harder for me to schedule them. Like, hey, I got this podcast I do in my hotel room. Want to come join me? And they're I'm sure you do, you idiot.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I'll come to your hotel. And this first interview is no different. By the way, I met Nikki in person at Stars Cabaret in Bend. And she was like basically one of those women.
Yeah, I was like, sure, I'm sure you do.
Sure, you have a podcast. And then you've probably already listened to episode 1 of season 3. She is our guest for episode 1 of season 3, and you can hear all the details of how we got to know each other. But ultimately, we connected, and we're going to co-host from here forward, and we're really excited about it. And
yeah.
Today, we are interviewing one of Nikki's great friends, Jade from Eureka, California. Say hey, Jade.
Hey.
Yes. Very excited. And although the episodes are interesting all by their lonesome, all by themselves, before we get started, if you'd like to put a face to the voice, check out Jade on Instagram at Conjured Chrysanthemum. And if you can't spell either of those words, you're not alone.
Look them up.
Did not know either. But I can't even pronounce chrysanthemum. But
for the longest time, yes. I couldn't spell it either. So I had to spell out Chris San the Mum.
Hey,
and I
there
had to,
you
like,
go.
Break it down.
See, this is what I do with my last name. My last name is Michaelis, and I say to people, I go, hey, it's spelled Michael IS. And then they
Michael
go,
is.
Yeah, Michael is. And then they go to write it and they go, I don't know how to spell Michael.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm like, come on.
Is it E before A?
Like, the three most famous American men ever were named Michael, and you can't, but all right. Plus George.
No, who's number one?
Yeah, no, Michael Jackson, Michael Jordan.
Okay, all right, fair.
All right, okay. Who'd you think I was?
I have no, I'm like Michael from the Bible. Like, who's
Michael? Is there a Michael in the Bible?
I don't think so.
Oh. Mike, my Bible, The Office.
Yeah, exactly. 100%. Yes. Yeah. Now we're speaking in normal terms.
Yeah. But also, on our Patreon page, there's video of the podcast and see what we're rocking today. I wear a headband because I get sweaty and nervous. You know.
Mike, you look like a basketball player.
Trying.
Do you have that wristband too?
I don't. White chocolate is
exactly. He's ready to ball.
I do get nervous though, and I do get a little sweaty, but I also I try to avoid the nervousness by having a shot at the beginning, and so you can join if you wish.
Right.
Looks like we got what do you got, Nikki?
I have I'm hoping for a sponsorship. Alexander Valley, send me
by
some
Kirkland
bottles,
signature.
Please. The bomb.
Kirkland signature.
It's Kirkland.
Yes, Costco.
Do you have to buy 400 of them at once?
No, it's so good. But I've done high priced wines, and believe me, some of them are delicious. $10, people. $10, delicious. So.
$10 holler. Trader Joe's used to have $2 chuck. It was like a $2 wine. I can't imagine that was great. Jade, what do you have?
I'm having a Coors Light.
Class.
I have a very special guest, and it's her signature drink.
Oh, I love
this
it.
This is what All was right. available.
Beautiful. Well, cheers. to the
cheers to everybody. That... Here we go. I'm in my childproof wine glass, just in case anybody sees.
Are you gonna chug it? Chug.
It's my Zoom joke where it doesn't work very well for an audio podcast, but I take a shot glass, I put that on screen, and then from below I bring up the entire fifth. But here we go. Cheers.
Cheers.
Mm. Wait, what are you drinking?
Crown Royal. Mm. I go vanilla Crown Royal.
Really? I'm more of like a Bullet Bourbon or like a Jameson girl.
So like a real man.
I see. Yeah, exactly.
I'm a lady and I like to have a little bit of sweetness to every drink that I drink. They have peach now. And that's super dangerous, that peach Crown Royal.
It's too good.
It just tastes like, yeah, it just tastes,
it just
like,
tastes like peach.
Like peachios or whatever. Yeah. Let's see, Instagram, conjured chrysanthemum. And then also, I didn't even finish the word that time. Also on OnlyFans, I haven't checked it out yet. I like to be, you know, I don't want to be a super creep. But I like to meet you first. OnlyFans.
Well, I appreciate the money.
Yeah, yeah. If you're creep all you want. If you, that's what. So I do stand up comedy. I don't know if that was passed along to you, but after shows, people will be like, I don't want to like follow you. I'm like, oh, please. Like, that's the entire point of having social media and being a comic is like, follow, stalk. I don't care. I want you to know all the things I'm doing. Oh, cute. We got an aminal.
There's a few.
Oh, OnlyFans.com, Botanic Panic, right?
Yes.
All right. Now we actually can talk to you and learn more about you. Nikki knows all about you, I bet.
Right? Yeah, she does.
We go way back.
Okay. Way back. I was just doing the math. Like in October, it's going to be 12 years.
Yeah, I was going to say we go as far back as I think you can in this field.
Wow, without being you were illegal, 14 right? years old?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
look exactly. at you guys. No, and where was that?
The Tip Top.
Yeah, we met at the Tip Top and I was already dancing there. I don't think I was there for your amateur night, was I?
No, you weren't.
No, I wasn't. But then Jade started working there and then we moved in together. And then that's,
oh, wow.
And then we were roommates. And, you know, from there, it was like all downhill. We became BFF.
That's great. Now, at the Tip Top, when you were working together there, was that, did you guys, I see a lot of like women who will kind of link up with somebody and then that's a part of their hustle is to sort of be like, this is my girl and get a dance from her or like want to dance like from both of us
at or first, yeah. Mm-hmm. At first she kind of like showed me the ropes, but we pretty much like worked really solo.
Yeah.
Like I've always been a solo writer.
Okay.
Brittany does her, Jade does her own thing, you know.
Oh no, we got to cancel the podcast. We said her real name. Oh,
oh no.
I have a joke about, you said it was okay to mention, we won't talk about it a lot, but you also go by Nico when you're at Stars in Bend, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so that's not coincidence either that you both ended up at Stars in Bend, I assume.
No, that's not
no.
a thing.
We went together. Yeah, we were like, fuck the Tip Top for a little bit. Where are we going to go? And I think I told you previously, a girlfriend of mine that Jade also knows, Ariana, do you remember her? Obviously.
Yeah.
She was telling me to go to Alaska. She's like, oh, it's really good there in the summer. And then when I was talking to her and she was like, well, wait a second, like you're really close to Bend, you should go to Bend, it's super amazing there. And usually when you do those kinds of things, you like go together in a group when you like travel to new strip clubs.
Like the bathroom, like, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
You can be the lone wolf, but it's always like you want to feel like you have somebody in a new club. So
right, we ended that up makes there. Sense.
Yeah.
Great. Also, I'm surprised we didn't do it sooner because for years, Jasmine was just like, go to Bend, Oregon. Go to Bend, Oregon.
Yeah, we were like, sure, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I've like I said, I've been there years and years ago. I did a show. It was just like maybe two blocks down at this little restaurant in the basement and right next to a hotel. And that's the hotel they put us up at. I left Stars, drove back to my hotel, realized I had forgotten my ID and my credit card, regardless, doesn't matter. Drove back, snagged them. When you leave Stars to get out onto that road, there's like kind of a hill to the, I guess, right if you're turning left. And I thought I was turning into a like suicide lane, you know, like in between the lanes to like hang out and then merge. But I was definitely not. I was turning into the lane, and a cop was who had kind of slammed on their brakes, lights on. Pulled me over into the parking lot of the hotel where I was staying.
That's always good.
Came up, chatted with me. I was like, hey, I'm literally staying right there. Like, I'm not driving anymore tonight, I promise you. And they were like, we're still going to do field sobriety. And I was like, no.
You're like, no.
They're like, you left a strip club at 2:30 a.m. And I was like, I technically left at 2 a.m. and forgot my ID. I probably shouldn't tell you that. And I was definitely tipsy, and she just goes, well, you're not drunk, obviously, so you must just be a shitty driver tonight. And I was like, yeah, that's totally it. I'm
always,
just
always a shitty driver.
Just a terrible idiot driver. And she's like, go to bed. And I was like, planning on it. And that was my first time ever at Stars. Very well, you guys could have been working there. This was probably 2006.
Oh, no.
Oh no.
Why? Oh no.
I was 16.
Oh shit. I thought you just said 12 years ago. Oh, 2016. Sorry.
Oh, I was like 2006.
Okay, that's on me.
We're just young at heart.
That one's on me. 2016. Maybe. Oh no, she's already taken her clothes off. Nikki, that's not what we do on the podcast.
Hot in here. See, that's what happens when you drink wine.
2016, maybe?
No, 2016. No.
I think we got there in 2018.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, I think we're both Tip Top at 2000. Or I don't even think I was dancing during that time. I think I went back to Tip Top 2017.
Okay.
I don't know, somewhere there. Definitely not 2006, though.
Okay, it was possible at least, like legally. So, not 2006.
Yeah,
like
not in 2006.
I swear, I'm not a creep. I'm not helping this creep thing out. That's okay. You mentioned amateur night. I'm very curious about that because in stand up, we have open mics, and those are a little bit to audition, but more they're actually just to sort of like because people don't even watch. Like, the owner of the club isn't even there, and you're like, well, that was a fucking waste of time. I suspect amateur night owner's there with a pen and pad, I hope, or like...
Yeah, Josh was there. And I went with my sister, my stepsister, and my boyfriend at the time. And, you know, my boyfriend's drinking in the parking lot because it was an 18 and up club, so it was all nude. And then my sister's just like, yeah, this is fun. And my boyfriend's just like, shame upon his face. He hated every moment of it. At first he was like super cool, he's like yeah, but then like, you know, they start getting into like their little feelings, and then he was not cool with it. And so when Josh offered me the job, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna take this. I'm like, you're trimming and you have your own schedule, this is perfect. I'm working at a care home and I like was working a split shift. I'm like, this could be like good, I can move out of my mom's apartment. And he's like no. And then it
he
took
was
until
out?
He's like, just like, no, he's like, I don't want you to do that. And then so after he broke up with me, which was only like, maybe like 3 months later, I was like, it's happening. I'm going to become a stripper.
So you were 18 then, right?
At my amateur night, I was 18. Yeah.
So they immediately were like, sure, we'll absolutely offer you work. And you were like, great. And then he went, nah, we're not, I'm not into it. Was he older? Young?
So he was older than me. He was 22. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but I was an old senior, so I graduated when I was 19, and so I waited until I turned 19 to actually like go to the club.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that? Like, I'm in high school. Come check me out.
I used to teach high school.
Corey used to teach high school. So
if I would have walked in,
I would have been your favorite student.
You would have got an A for sure, because. I would have wanted you to shut your mouth about it.
You saw me nowhere.
Yeah. I taught in a time where I don't know. I was like, I had a full head of hair and I looked like 8 years younger than I actually was. And some of the little gals were interested and it was just all like, ah, this is too much for me. But if I would have walked in, what's
that? Is that a common, like, do you have little, when you were a teacher, did you have girls like throwing themselves at you? And I'm just curious because I feel like I've heard that more often than not.
Did you not give any teacher the eyes?
Me? No. Hell no.
Oh, I did. Oh. I would go into them on the lunchroom and just like talk to them and just kind of like touch things on their desk.
Man, you were trouble. So So I don't talk about this a lot publicly because it's like, my position is that schools and school districts don't do a very good job of helping teachers understand how to handle those situations.
Right.
The way they generally tell, here's how they handle it. They go to teachers, they go, ugh, that's so gross. Like, obviously you would never. And all the teachers go, yeah, yeah, crazy, right?
Never.
And it's like, well, that's insane. That's an insane way. I started teaching at 22 years old. Like, I hadn't even had sex yet, actually, because I waited till my wedding night to have sex with my wife. And so it didn't work out. We did it backwards. Actually, we never did it backwards. That was part of the problem.
Oh, boo. It was straight missionary because you
a lot of 96ing at our house. So I was just like, so like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And like, you know, an 18, 17 year old girl being interested in a 22 year old is not weird in the
super
world.
Weird, yeah.
It's literally freshman in college and senior in college at some, you know. So
did you graduate when you're like 17?
No, I just was student. I guess I was student teaching technically and substitute teaching. I was also young for my grade. So I was able to finish and then student teach at 22 and substitute teach at 23, I guess, 23. So, but yeah, so.
See, I would have been there like, can I touch the stuff on your desk? Like, hi.
And I look like a Backstreet Boy. Like I had frosted tips and earrings and a full
same
head
sweatband.
Same sweatband every day. And when I was substitute teaching and subbing, when I was subbing and doming, when I was substitute teaching, I dressed like super, I was trying to get a job. So like I dressed super nice and like, it just was like, this is, and they didn't know me. Like I wasn't like their superior really. Cause I was a substitute teacher.
Right.
So they were like,
you are a glorified babysitter.
Yeah. And it was a shock when I walked in. Like, usually it's like an old, like, you know, senile woman.
The worst substitute teacher.
Yeah. So I would walk in, they'd be like, oh, this is going to be the fucking best. And then I was funny because I wrote jokes because just to get by. And like, it was all bad news. But short story longer, I think they need to help teachers with tactics. Like, I would never be alone in a room with any student. Any gender. I always had the door open when there were like just a few students in the room. I just like knew things that like I couldn't do. One time I made a huge mistake. A girl, like, it was back when like jeans, the jean, like
the low rise,
the, what do you call it? The whale tail, or what is that thing called?
Oh, like, yeah, the thong sticking out.
Yes.
The thong, the straps.
So,
yeah,
so, like,
yeah.
Up, it's like up half their back. That
yep.
was me when I was like 13 and 14.
So that was what, there was a senior girl sitting in like second to last row. And I was like, hey, I'm going to put a jacket over your chair. I just think that's best. And she got so embarrassed and so like, and I was like, all right, I'm never talking. I'm never pointing this out ever again.
You ignore the thong in the room.
I don't even, the elephant in the room or the whale in the room, the whale tail in the room. Well, anyway, so yeah, it was, there was some awkwardness, but now it's like I'm 41 and my oldest former students are like 34, 35, 36, and they come to comedy shows and we have drinks and everything's fine. And it's not even a thing. They're like my, you know, some of them are like,
they're well tell still hanging out.
Now they're wearing like JNCOs, like that's the new thing or whatever.
Yeah, I've
or
seen kids, that before kids, actually.
Is that back in style again?
Yeah, it is. Yes, it is.
There's no way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like
high school kids are wearing big
like
old
this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
I'm still stuck in skinny jeans.
It's out, girl. I don't know. Do what you want. Do you have a side part or a middle part? That's a big thing right now.
So I got both of them.
Okay, you got both of them.
Is it inside? I'm sorry, both of them.
So you're at the tip top, and you just he breaks up with you, or you break up, whatever. He moves on because he's insecure, and you go for it. And how was it?
There was just okay. So my first night of being on the floor as a professional stripper, I made $11.
But she now stuck it out.
Stuck it out because I've seen so many more abundant nights than that.
My first time doing comedy, I got like 11 laughs. So I get it.
It goes hand in hand.
Did you, was that before or after like a stage fee? Or was that like...
That was after stage fee.
Okay.
And at the time, the stage fee was only like $25.
Yeah, but I feel like I remember when you first started working, and it was like, you know, the difference when you're a baby stripper and you're just in there, you know, you're like, I'm going to show up and I'm in here and this is so fun. And like, you're at like a club, you know, whereas now when you're this far into it, you're like $11 fucking. I'm going to shoot myself, you know, like I'm going to shoot myself.
I just remember that night because like it was in October and it was before like the trimmers had, or like the whole weed scene came in because they were still like, you know, doing their thing. I just remember sitting in the big chair by the office door, like,
yeah,
like really just like kind of like doing this patiently, like I'm waiting, like where's the money coming in? And then like that was the first night I did my first lap dance, and I didn't know that I was supposed to be all nude in the lap dance. I just didn't even think about it. And I was like so nervous. And I remember I was in the dungeon with him, and like, that's what paid my house fee. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he asked for his money back because I didn't take off my thong.
So she's referring to when we worked at the Tip Top. It is a really interesting place because most clubs have like your designated lap dance area and whatnot. But this club, there was like four VIP rooms, and they all somewhat had their own theme, but there was this one called the dungeon, and it was literally like there were like handcuffs on the wall, and there was like a bar above that, like, oh, what's that?
From the dungeon.
Oh, you took that from the dungeon?
I did. Wow. And she's from the dungeon.
Yeah. Oh, hi.
Yeah.
She brings you Coors Lights. Who is this person? I need one of these.
This is another amazing girl. Are you going by Justice still? Is it still Justice?
Dark Justice.
Oh, wow, this is great. Well, welcome. Thank
That's
you.
That's two for one.
I'm going to pour. If you got another, I'm going to pour another.
Wait, yes, pour another.
I'm going to sip this one, I think. I don't think I'll shoot
stage this fee, and I just want to say the stage fee was $10 when I started. Oh,
so you made $21. Did you give that guy his money back?
No, didn't. I just redid the dance with my panties off.
Good for you.
You did two dances for the price
of one. Yeah, Josh made me redo the dance with my panties off.
Oh, but you really still, bad. I see. Well, that's current. That's
the guy was really bad. He was like a regular that would come in on Sunday. And like, you know, he like had a restaurant or something. He was just like some Mexican man. Like,
he came in on Mondays. He was always there for 2-for-1 Mondays. I know.
Yeah, 2-for-1. Oh, see, that's what it was. It was a 2-for-1. You know who I'm talking about.
I know who you're talking about.
I thought you were going to say Taco Tuesday. All right.
No, we used to do Double D Mondays. That's
smart.
Yeah.
No, it's
strip
not.
Clubs should do Taco horrible. Tuesdays. That's a funny like euphemism.
Taco Tuesday, like taco,
right? You can make a joke. Not bad, eh? No. All right, maybe not. We need to interview you as well at some point. This is perfect. So you were in Eureka? Did you like grow up there, or it's like a step stool up to a? Oh, that's fun.
You
in a loft?
Yeah. She keeps me in the dungeon.
Good joke.
I grew up in McKinleyville, so
okay.
Humboldt County. So I grew up in McKinleyville, and then so go McKinleyville, Arcata, Eureka, and then on the outskirts of Eureka is King Salmon, which where I live now. And the Tip Top was in King Salmon area.
King Salmon, that's interesting. That's what Seattle's King County named after. King Salmon, that's interesting. There's a lot of them there? You're not on the water.
A lot of what?
King Salmon?
I mean, like,
It's like
there's a lot of fish, and like, I mean, right. We're on the coast.
Yeah, she's right on the water.
Oh, you are right on the coast. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, but it's not like beachy, you know. It's
that's Trinidad.
Yeah, there's not, you know, it's the coast.
If you go into Eureka, like it's the bay. Like there's this bar, it's called Vista Del Mar, and it's like it smells like a fish factory, like dirty hooker just like all over the place. I mean, they are all over the place. Like what is it? They call it what do they call it?
Is that a bad fish or a dirty hooker? That's the game you play? Got
it's a toss-up. It's 50-50.
Got it.
They call it Skid Row.
Skid Row. Okay, so then that's, I'm trying, because I read Steinbeck. Cannery Row is... Steinbeck doesn't matter. This is not interesting. We'll switch to
like John Steinbeck.
Yeah. He wrote Cannery Row, and that is set
and
in...
of Mice and Men, right?
Yeah, and Grapes of Wrath. That's set in.
Grapes of Wrath. That's the one. Yeah. Did he do of Mice and Men or no? Was that somebody else?
He did.
Are you gonna
people? This is where people always go. Weren't you a teacher? And I'm like, okay, I fucking taught world history, so don't try and expect me to know everything.
It was English and every other subject.
Exactly. They're like, oh, didn't you? Whenever we do Wednesday night trivia. Every time something comes up, they're like, huh? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't even know history, so I quit to do comedy. Obviously, I don't know. And I do a stripper podcast. Ask me about strippers and...
he's got the deets.
Comedy.
I'm like, history, strippers.
like. 90s alternative music and the backs of baseball cards in the 1980s. And I got you covered. But other than that, I'm... trivia. Let's ask you that. This is not even on the list. But like if the trivia category, you go to trivia, both of you, what's the category you're like, ooh, I hope this comes up because I'm fucking nailing it.
Oh, that's a good question.
Right? Isn't that fun?
I grew up watching a lot of sports, maybe sports, but then when I start to think about that, I'm like, well, I don't really fucking know about sports like that.
Not at that level. You can get more specific, though. You can be like 1992 San Francisco Giants or like, you know what I mean? Yeah, like,
exactly.
Jane, please, you got anything?
I got like weird science facts. Like, okay. I'm also like a hairstylist, so like that's my most recent education, so I could kind of like blurt shit out with like weird science and like skin and everything.
Talks about different
we can talk about color theory. Color theory, I got you.
Color theory. There we go.
We were just talking about color theory today.
I like it. Everybody has their like specific their specific thing. We had one time what's that movie called? Princess Bride was one that we got, and my girlfriend was like, oh, yeah, I'm 10 out of 10 on this one.
If you did movies, I would totally nail movies.
Just movies in general, you think?
Movies in general, yeah. I was just watching The Princess Bride, like, not last night, but the night before.
That's so good. I got to rewatch. It's great. Well, that's awesome. And so you said you were working at the time. At a day, like a facility, a care facility.
Yeah, I was working at Alder Bay Assisted Living, which is horrible place. Don't ever work there.
Got it.
Don't do it.
Much better.
it might be better now, but like at the time, it's supposed to be an assisted living. Like they're all supposed to be like being able to take care of themselves, but they were not. Like a lot of them were not able to take care of themselves. And there was this one old lady. I loved her so much. She was so cool. But I would leave my keys in my car. I mean, I was young and dumb, okay? I would leave my keys in my car and I would just like run out and smoke a cigarette whenever I needed like a release. And so I like run out and she's in my car and it started and she's like trying to take off with like another old lady. And I was like, what are you doing?
Thelma and Louise. Fucking. It
was. You're breaking out of that place.
She would also wander the streets too. And like, she was hard to take care of.
It wasn't assisted living. It was like encouraging dying.
It was also babysitting.
I was a really good babysitter.
did you quit that? How long before you were able to quit?
I was doing it for a moment because before I moved in with Nikki, I was doing it, I think I maybe for like maybe 3 weeks to a month. I would leave the club at like 3 o'clock in the morning, nap for 2 hours and like in one of the downstairs rooms at work. So I didn't have to drive back to McKinleyville and then be ready for work from like 6 to 12.
Wow. That's wild. Yeah,
just so we know, Jade is the person that introduced me to coffee. We started Dutch Bros together and she would shotgun Red Bulls at, I don't know, 9 a.m. Like it was real intense for a little
bit. See, I've never had a
post that picture of us.
Ooh. You got a photo of you shotgunning Red Bulls?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. What happened? You were somewhat dating a guy that was not, I don't even think you were dating him. It was just a guy.
He was just my friend.
He was just a friend from Dutch Bros that he would meet us at the back of the club, which is ridiculous. And we would like shotgun Red Bulls out there. Or it's so funny when I think back, because you think of how a strip club's supposed to be ran now when you've, you know, been like in the industry and whatnot. And back when we worked there, when it was an 18 and up club, like I used to convince a regular to like go around the back and leave a bottle of Patron for us at the back door that we would then like this, you know, strategically sneak out and get it and bring it into the back. And we were all under 21 at the time. So it was just like this whole mission on like, how were we going to get alcohol in the club when we weren't supposed to have it? And it's like, I think
that Indica was so funny because she was our age too, and she would be the drunkest and swinging on the pole, and we'd be looking at her like you're
letting everybody know.
Oh, like you could tell she was drunk.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's
Nikki, someone's Dark just said Big Bird Glitter. Does that ring a bell?
Big Bird Glitter.
No.
With the glitter and there was Big Bird.
Who did that? You smacked a guy with glitter and there was like this Big Bird impression or something like that.
Oh, maybe, I don't know, maybe. Now I have to think about that. I was like, wait, let me go into my archive of
go to your moment. Archive.
When did that happen? Big Bird, he's pro-vax. I hate him.
Exactly. Somewhere in there.
But my most favorite glitter moment, Dark Justice down here in the dungeon, she would like sprinkle glitter into her panties.
Ridiculous.
So that like when she pulled them off, it would just like
sparkle.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta, glitter is, that's the bane of a lot of men's existence.
I like to put it down their pants, and then when they're walking out the door, it's like, think of me when you wash it off in the shower.
Oh my God. Well, they'll be thinking of you for 4 weeks. That shit doesn't come off.
Yeah, it's not going anywhere.
Especially pubes, so.
They call it stripper herpes, right?
That shit doesn't go away.
It's like one time when like this guy was rude to us, and then Nikki, Eva,
what are we called? Both. Okay.
She was like, it's okay, and you like tapped him on the head, and we had like a whole blacklight kit of glitter.
Oh shit, I do remember that now. Like, oh my God.
Like, bright yellow. You're like, it's okay. And it was just like this like explosion of like bright yellow glitter, and he's just like blasted. We're like,
I love it.
Because you hope that somebody's going to go home to their, you know, wife. They're like, well, I was not at the strip club, but, you know.
I was at Joanne Fabrics till 2 a.m.
Exactly. Like, you didn't know they have extended hours.
All right, I guess.
So one of my favorite, like, slow nightclub stories is me and a few girls. Like, this guy, he came in. He's like, hey, you know, where can I get some Coke? Like, what's up? Where can I get some Coke? And we're like, I don't know. We don't do that. Like, it's not up here. And like I had ibuprofen and I peeled off the orange of the ibuprofen and we like crushed it up and sold it to him.
Oh my God. You're crazy.
He went to the bathroom, he like snorted it immediately. And he like came to the stage, he was like waiting. He's just like, I don't feel anything. I'm like, no, let's kick it.
So
that's what ibuprofen does. It makes you not hurt. So yeah, it's so, working.
Yeah. So obviously leaving assisted living and going into dancing, like the money is more worth it, more profitable, more
you didn't make $11 every night, obviously.
So like I was working a split shift. So it was like from 6 to 12 or like from 6 to 10. I would go to McKinleyville for 4 hours sleep and then I would be back there from like 4 to 8.
You were just working only.
I was just working. I was going to school also.
Oh my god.
And
gosh.
I got really stressed out.
I wonder why.
I'm like, oh yeah, why? And I ended up just, I put my 2 weeks in and I was just like, you know, I think I'm just going to strip instead. Thank you. But I grew up in an assisted living facility. Like my mom, she took care of people. My cousin took care of people. Like it was just something that I already had like in me. So like it was an easy job.
Are you ever going to go back?
No. No, I have a hard time taking care of myself now and let alone three kids, like in trying to like juggle them, even though they're like far away from me right now. I still have to try and juggle them. Like, I don't know how this works.
Your OnlyFans could just be like changing diapers or something. Like that's probably, there's probably a kink.
I would not do that.
There's probably a kink.
No, I would not do that.
Like, excuse me, dildos are way easier.
So you, was that, would you say when you started, we were making a lot of, I mean, do you guys grow in terms of making, I don't want to be like intrusive on your money, but like, does it like increase as time goes on? Or
honestly, there's this thing called new girl magic and you always make the most amount of money that like first couple months you're a new girl. I don't know what it is. Cause like we look so awkward. We look like baby deers. Like we're not like in any way, like, you know, the veterans or the seasoned girls. And so,
It's that weird magic, that
new girl. It's so good.
Yeah, it's that maybe weird. And I don't want to say it's like a preying upon thing because I don't even know if that's what men realize that they're doing, but it's just a very like innocent and naive that you have that I think Corey and I talked about.
Or like this whole like gyrating thing that most of them do. Like,
yeah, but I think that most men in their mind, they realize that you don't know what you're doing. And so they're like, well, maybe you'll fuck up and maybe you'll make a mistake and you'll do something that you weren't supposed to do. And I
like
just
not want... take off your panties.
Or go back and give two more song dances. So that guy got four songs for the price of one.
Yeah, there might be a mild like take advantage like mentality, non-conscious even, like you're saying, huh?
Well, I used to see it because I think I was talking to you about it when you work in Vegas at the 18 and up clubs, because that's where 18 to 20 year old girls go before they can go to topless clubs, and the only men that go into those clubs are old men, and
that's true.
Works at those clubs, little like young girls, you know, it's a very like, I guess the word is kind of like preying upon, sort of like, well, she's kind of young and naive and, you know, maybe she'll do something that a girl that's been doing this for 10 years is going to be like, what the fuck? Fuck you. You know,
right. He is a few months older than me. So we went to Vegas together to go work. And so I went to her home club called Talk of the Town. Yes. And then she went to one of the adult girl clubs and like, which like, you're right. Like these older men, like they kind of like pray. Like, he's just like, just sit here and like rub my leg. He's like, I'll pay you for the dance. He's like, go up a little bit more. And so I'm like rubbing his leg, going up a little bit more. And he's all like, right. No, like further up. I'm just like looking at him. I'm just, like staying in the same spot, like doing this like cat meat. I'm like,
making
biscuits.
Call it,
Making biscuits.
Yeah. Oh, funny. Well, that's good. And then you're still in Eureka or close to it. And is that all you've worked? Not all you've worked, but did you ever travel dance besides that story you just told? Did you?
Well, we go up to Bend. I did the Vegas. I tried to dance in San Francisco. They wouldn't hire me at Hustlers because I didn't have a San Francisco address. So I went to the Hungry Eye, which is like, there was cockroaches everywhere. And like, nobody was buying dances because it was like, quote unquote, a hoe club. Like they'd come there for other things. And then so I left. Like,
what other thing?
I wasn't making money. So she's like, I want to leave. She's all drunk. She's like, I want to leave. I'm like, okay, well, let's leave. Like, I'll just give them the money that we made right now and just be like, sorry, we got to go. And then we left and then we went to the Citadel.
What is that?
That is the Citadel.
Oh, wait, I know this story.
The Citadel. Okay. The Citadel is like this dom and sub place, and it's like a club thing for like 18 and up because there's no alcohol. And that's the night I pegged a dude.
Yes.
Hey.
I do remember this story.
For money?
No, not for money. I should have asked him, but it was the worst experience ever.
Oh, why?
He was stinky.
Oh.
He obviously he has never been fucked in the ass before, so you don't know that there's certain things that you have to do prior.
Yeah.
And it's gotta... just and yeah. I was the one like giving and he was the one receiving and he just like he wasn't relaxed enough. It was smelly and I was just like and I like I took a step back. I'm like, you know what? I'm like, I don't think this is right for you right now.
Yeah. Words it was like it was like an abandoned home back there. It was the yard of an abandoned home with like there was a tennis ball that had been chewed up by a dog and it needed some trimming.
So on that note then, so back,
maybe a baby wipe.
No. I don't think that's gonna
stop. Needed a baby wipe.
a whole pack.
If that's gross in that sense, then in the strip club for you, what makes the perfect patron? Like, who do you want to dance for? It, you know, in that setting, somebody comes in, like, what's your go-to that you're like, that was fucking amazing. I hope that happens every single night.
Oh, that's a good question.
That's a good question.
Money, okay, so obviously, right?
It's Corey.
There's this dude who comes in and like, he just wants to be cuddled. He just wants to be held and fall asleep on him. And I had no idea about this until like another dancer, Aspen, had told me. She's like, no, you don't have to do anything. You just hold him and fall asleep. That's all he wants. I'm like, oh my God, it's crazy.
Sleep or real sleep?
You can do real sleep. You can do the real sleep. They don't even care. They are because they're sleeping.
You're just snoring on him. He's like, oh, I love this.
And then like it was a week before his birthday, because his birthday was on New Year's. So this like dude, I think his name's Mark, he got a dance for me and he bought three songs and he's just like, just hold me. And I held him for three songs and talked to him the whole time. I was like, I am not the type of person who wants to talk in a lap dance because I'm kind of awkward. I don't know what to talk about. I'm just like, I don't want to be interested in your life at all. Ooh, that's probably, I do. I'm so interested in your life.
Everybody in Eureka, California and Bend, Oregon, yeah. Just go tell her all about your life.
Yeah. I'm so interested in everything you have to say.
Yes.
All the mansplaining, please.
Not acting at all. She loves it when you tell her you can save her from this. Yeah.
She's in distress.
Yeah.
So cuddling and taking a nap sounds like right up your alley.
Yeah, I'll totally fall asleep. That's one of the reasons why I like to leave early. I'm just like, okay, I like weigh out the pros and cons. I'm like, I've been here for a few hours. Like, what's going on? I'm like, I work tomorrow morning. I'm like, I want to go home and go to sleep. So if they'll just pay me to sleep with them, I'm like, just sleep with
them.
Wow.
Yes, that was the next question. Thank you for the lead-in. Yeah,
going right into that.
That's okay. So I know that was a slip of the tongue, but hey, slip of the tongue. I'll pay you for that. Is that an expectation of customers sometimes, or do they like club? Different clubs are different. You said you were working in a hoe club where that was the expectation. I presume the clubs you work in, you don't get a ton of people expecting more than just dancing.
I feel like thinking they're going to get more than what they paid for.
Ah. So.
Or at least that's the hope.
Or woman, too. Because there's been a few, like, women who come in there like, I'm a lesbian. I can get this no matter what. I'm like, bitch, do you know where you're at?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's yeah, if I wanna sleep with another woman, there's like 25 really hot ones, like right here,
right there.
They're like, we're like right there.
You think
who I know and I like and I've met and I like, yeah, that's interesting. Women can be a bit
and they're more touchy.
Forward, yeah, there you go.
They're more touchy. They're like, I have the same thing as you. I can touch you. I'm like, that's not how that works.
That's like, and it's funny because that's a consensus at every single club. It is not specific to one. It's all clubs. All women think that they can touch you. That's just like a normal thing, and it's not. I mean, if that's anything, it's not a normal thing. We're not like,
one
a woman, please smack my ass. Like, that's what I want you to. It's not. It's not
one time I was in Bend and like this chick was like rubbing my pussy with a $1 bill. I'm like, and I had to like grab it from her. Like, please don't do that. No.
Yeah. 100. No, we're not doing this right
now. Yeah.
Like, you want me to put a dirty dollar bill on your pussy and like really rub it into you? I'm like, No.
Well, then, what do you want to tell customers then? Like, is there something?
I tell them that.
No, I'm saying just in sense, like, if you could tell a customer, like, what's the perfect thing to do for a customer if he or she is coming into a strip club, how would they go in and make the most of their experience and make the girls happy or make a girl of their choosing? Like, is there anything that you would like to
do? I would tell them, for like my own personal preference, I like it when they come in and just sit there and just take it like a bitch.
Okay.
Just take it. Take it. I'm going to do what the fuck I want to do to you, and you're just going to enjoy it.
I mean, honestly, like, I guess there's a power into it, but I've never really totally understood customers at strip clubs who are, like, trying to be touchy when not supposed to be. Because to me, sitting on my hands and then letting you do your thing, that's kind of, like, that seems kind of hot to me. But, like, I guess they feel like they want to have power, or I don't get it. Like, the smacking of the ass.
Honestly, I think they're just like so in the moment and the mood that they're just like, yeah. Like, they're like, because a lot of people are givers. They want to give. They don't want to, they're not pillow princesses. Like, some are.
Well, that's a good terminology for it. Yeah. They're almost in this like trance and they forget that they're in a strip club. So in most settings, like if a girl was like dancing on you, then you're like, well, fuck, I'm going to give it back, you know? And it's to separate the two. I see that.
Yeah. Like, that's like in relationships and sex, that's me, I suppose. But I guess they just don't they don't distinguish. Like,
most people, when they go in there, they're going there for intimacy. They're going there for that reason. They want to, like, it's not just a show. It's like a feeling.
Yeah. Very and true. It's not just the physical feeling. Cause that's what I'm saying. Like, palm of my hand touching a bare skin of a woman, great, whatever, I guess. But the bare butt of a woman touching my crotch physically feels better.
A bit more satisfying.
Right. So, yeah. Like, if you're thinking of a physical, like, for a lap dance, I'd be like, well, sit on my hands and let her, you know. But I guess you're right. It's not that. It's intimacy. I think there's some power there. You guys might be right that it's, I feel like it's power, but you guys are trying to, you're convincing me that maybe there is, like, oh, in normal scenario, I would grab her and pull her closer. I would touch her hair. I would smell her, like, that. Right. You would do those things in a normal scenario where a woman's naked in front of you dancing.
You can notice the difference in men. Like, so when you're in a club and men that come earlier, they normally know where they are. They're like, it's 8 p.m. I'm in the strip club. I'm here for some dances. Like, you know.
Oh, my God. Do you see that? I'm sweating.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you are a little bit.
I'm nervous. I need a sweatband around my armpits.
You can't. Okay, let me ask you this. I want to get back to that, but if I ever wear a tank top under a shirt, I just drip.
Just like I'm dripping.
Like that. I would totally drip like that. But women wear just tank tops all the time. Do you have better, should I be using women's antiperspirant? Like, do you have better shit than we have?
Me and Miss Nikki, we use the Humble brand deodorant. So if you guys want to sponsor us for stinky shoes, go ahead and do that. Humble deodorant.
It's good. All right. Look you just up. Forgot to put it on, evidently.
No, it's not an antiperspirant. It's like anti-stink.
Anti-stink.
So she's sweating, but it smells good.
I smell delicious.
Got it. Okay. Got it. Yeah, it's coming through.
Just like, it's almost like a diffuser.
Yeah, she's like, I'm exiting my body.
I like it. All right, so rewind, though. You feel like the earlier in the night or the certain situations or men are like, I'm at a strip club. I know where I'm at. I know what's going on here.
Right. Then you get the men who come in after they've already been to the bar. Maybe things didn't work out so well there. You go in with this, like, I'm going to pull all these girls from the bar. Doesn't happen.
Yeah.
And then they go to the strip club. And not to say that they don't realize that they're in a strip club, but a lot of times as a stripper, when you like approach a man at a bar, at the bar in the strip club, it's like an instinctual thing for them to like grab you by the hip and pull you closer. And it's like, I, at that time, think that they have then forgotten that, you know, we're scantily dressed and we're in a strip club, because in their mind, they're like, well, I was just at a bar. Now I'm at a bar. Here's this girl and she's talking to me, you know, and it, like, and there's this like transparency that kind of gets like lost somewhere. So I do think that maybe in certain situations, men, like, they know how to be, they're like, oh, if I sit on my hands, this is going to be great. And she's going to give me this amazing lap dance. And there's other guys that are like, well, she wants it, you know,
she wants it.
So, Jade, have you ever wanted it?
I'm like,
maybe.
Nah, I'm not going to talk about it on a podcast, but, well, I guess there's like this dumb and dumber mentality of, so you're telling me there's a chance, you know, like,
yeah, exactly.
One in a million. Well,
cause just because I want something doesn't mean I'm going to like pursue it.
Sure. Yeah. Well, and
but there's been times where I'm like, your girl's a hard one right now.
That's fun. Well, so that's, I mean, I would imagine it's like just sort of naturally that's going to happen occasionally. But then you're also, there's other factors involved. Like you're at work, you're, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, your goal there is to make money.
Like, what is professionalism?
What's that?
What is professionalism?
But I'm trying to help you out here. But yeah, I mean, I guess naturally there's going to be scenarios. I mean, so if we're going back to the teaching thing, like, and see this, I try to not talk about these things publicly because everybody stares at me like I'm crazy. But like, I talked to a therapist once, and can you imagine being a therapist who's a man, let's say, and a woman who's of age walks in and is very attractive and then is like spilling their life to you and laying on a couch? Like, this seems very vulnerable for everybody involved. Like, mm-hmm. And so he said, because he goes, yeah, that happens occasionally where I find them attractive. And I just, essentially, I have to be like, oh, this person is extremely attractive. Okay, now I'm going to do my job.
Right.
Because because the tamping it down, or the like, oh, this is crazy, or like, no, they're not. Like, all of that is what adds to the intrigue of like the situation.
Yeah, well, it's like the forbidden, you know,
right.
Like, that's always
right.
The forbidden fruit.
Like the teacher's the stripper page, you know, it's like, yeah, it's what you're not supposed to do, but you're like, well.
Yep. And what they tell teachers, or what they ask teachers to do, is be like, just, oh my God, you would never, because that's obviously that's insane. And you're like, well, wouldn't it be better to just be like, oh, that's a very, you know, that's a very attractive person.
Yeah, and then you let it go.
Fully developed, you know, like physically, like,
yeah.
Well, I mean, there's all these women teachers who are like, the idea that a 23-year-old woman teacher isn't going to find an 18-year-old football
hunk
quarterback starter attractive is like a crazy, don't do that. Just go like, oh yeah, it's a really physically attractive person, but it's like immature and dumb, and
yeah,
yeah, but you're not supposed to. If you acknowledge it, you're a big old fucking creep, and you're like, well, that's
all
not
of the like ones the over best. The news, like, I don't know how many years ago, there was a teacher who was fucking around with a younger student and who was a male. Like, women are just as capable.
Oh yeah, well, it happens,
or
it
more
happens
capable
with... It happens a decent amount these days.
Yeah, I was going to say, I almost feel like it happens more with women than it does the men nowadays, because
we hear about it on the news more, for sure. Yeah. And there was a whole TV show on like Hulu about it, and it was that big-eared girl from what was that president TV show called on Netflix? It was so good. And then Kevin Spacey acted like a dick, and
politics shows, just because we get that's like normal life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know if I need reality TV for that.
Speaking of, that's really funny. One of the texts I got. So I share the Zoom account with a comedy club owner.
Okay.
Because why not?
Sure.
And he just texted the group text. He goes, well, because he got a notification that Brittany signed on for Stripper Whisper.
Perfect.
And I have a joke about Britney's.
Let's hear it.
Well, the joke is just like, do you guys think it's weird that pretty soon we're gonna have grandma's name Britney? Right? Like my grandma Britney said, oh, I don't care.
Yeah.
I've never cared what a grandma Britney said ever. Maybe when she was like, I'm a slave for you, but I don't think.
Oh, that Britney. Okay. I was going to say, wait, are we talking about this Britney? Because I feel like this grandma.
Well, Britney, the joke is just Britney's in general.
I'm the dopest grandma ever.
Yeah, yeah. You'd be like, cheers.
She's cracking another core. Is that the third one?
Technically, it's three.
That sounds like judgment to me. Yeah, dungeon. Her dungeon friend had
my dungeon mistress just dungeon. Delivered me another one.
Now is that your roommate, your friend, your scissoring
partner?
This is
my friend.
What
she's
do we have?
Staying with me.
Oh, great.
Or a couple. Well, of
I want to. Yeah, Justice needs to come on the.
She needs to come on here because like her story is the best. Yeah, she's the best.
She has good stories.
When I first went
to the Tip Top, she was like one of the first ones where I'm like. Oh my god, like that was the first one of like the first girl I'm like you know what I mean
because of her look, her talent, her ability to work the floor.
It was her look and also like it was her look and she's so like cute and like like
we'll get her on and you'll see exactly what she's talking about.
I love it.
Yeah.
What is your I don't want to say hustle, but what is your approach? Do you have jokes? Do you are you charming? Are you I do stage work that's so good.
I do mostly stage work, but then some and I let them come to me, but sometimes I'm like, hey bro, what's up?
Okay. is that literally what you say?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm like, you want a lap dance? And they're like looking at me like
Maybe.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah, if I'm paying.
That's wild. And then you've done this. So this is year what ish for you of dancing as a job.
October will be 12 years off and on.
Gotcha.
Yeah, about the same time frame.
For you as well, and you're currently on.
I'm currently on. Yeah. Currently. I mean, obviously, you can't be on when you're pregnant.
Oh, you did mention three kiddos. Did you say three? Did I hear that?
I did say three. Yes, okay. I have twins who are turning 10, and then my youngest is seven, turning seven.
Got it.
So there's been like off and ons, but also you need an off break too for like mental clarity and shit. Or for when you get suspended. Cheers.
Okay, story time.
Jade is the queen of getting suspended. She gets suspended often.
What?
My first time getting suspended from this club here is because I grew up here and people came in being like, Brittany. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, the owner got so mad at me for it. I'm like, well, they've known me since I was like, what, 9?
What do you want? Yeah.
What do you want from me? Yeah. And so
what okay, no. What's the latest reason for getting suspended? Is that
that one's a cop out. There's got to be one of
the
something you did.
The latest reason for getting suspended, I call the bartender a bitch.
So that's different than
who? And she's 23 years old. I've been there longer. I'm like, you're a fucking bitch.
And she got suspended.
I got suspended. It's just funny though because she obviously didn't tell like the manager that I said I was sorry before I left. She told them I got sent home, which is false. I paid to leave so I could go drink at a different bar called the Shanty. And then
but you also do other things as well. You can like you what you have another career as well.
I do hair, so I'm a cosmetologist and barber, and then also I have my OnlyFans. So
is stripping the end game? Like, when do we stop? When our knees?
I don't know. I have a bunch of older dancers there. I think I might be in it for the long haul.
Mary, okay. So
at one moment we said at 26.
I know. We used to have this conversation when we were like 20 years old. We're like, we're not going to dance past 25 and stupid. Like that was never going to be the case. But so when you say long haul, let's give like a realistic long haul where like there's women doing it in their 40s. There's women into their 50s. Like what's
maybe
is there going to be a moment where you're like, okay, this is where I call it quits, or is it kind of
maybe when I'm 40? Because like if I think about it in 10 years, the twins will be like 20. Lucio will be like,
you don't want to be working with him as well.
Like, yeah, I don't want to be working with him. I can see my youngest daughter being a stripper, honestly. She's like me to a T. So I'm just like, girl, like, she's like putting on lipstick and she's like putting it on all around like her mouth, like, I want lips, give me lips. And I'm just like, yeah, get lips, girl.
I see.
Like, even the twins, they would put on my stripper heels and like walk around the house. I'm like, get it, girl. They would be counting my ones to learn how to count to 100 when they were little. Like, get it, girl, learn how to count.
So then people in your life, obviously, well, I mean, do your kids know you strip? Is that like a conversation they do?
Oh, yeah. They've known since they were little.
Okay. And then parents, everybody else in your life knows. Obviously, nobody gives a shit. Not really.
How much more time do we have? Because I'm like 3 beers deep and I have to go pee.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah.
We only have a little bit of time left, but we can keep going.
Brief intermission. So,
brief intermission, and we'll chat briefly. We'll talk about you while you're gone.
I'll be back.
She's got to go.
I can't remember. I'm so bad at memory, Nikki. Do you? Let's use this opportunity to get to know more about you. Do you have? You have fur babies.
I have 2 fur babies. I have 2 children. I don't know which ones take more attention, but it's pretty similar. They go hand in hand. So I have 2 daughters, one who is 14 that only recently found out that I stripped, and it was only because it's kind of one of those conversations where I feel like kids in this present day and age are a lot more aware of things that are going on than, say, you know, when I was younger.
Right.
So she knows. And then I have a daughter who is 6. That's mine and Jade's daughter is very close in age. She doesn't know, but I don't even think that like she would be able
to understand what that
means. Yeah. Like, you know, she's like, you do what, you know, like, what is that? But
yeah, and then even describing it would be like, okay, this is weird.
What are you talking about? You take off your clothes for random men, like, this still doesn't, you know, like,
right.
She still doesn't like get the fact that she needs to wear clothes during the day.
Yeah, she's like, why am I not getting paid? I run
exactly,
around.
But excuse me.
I've heard there's a couple comedians with that joke that have kids that are like, geez, my daughter's like a strip, you know, whatever.
When you talk about attitude, I mean, she's saying that about her daughter, because I think it's a consensus of just like 6-year-old girls. They live in their own fucking world. You know, you tell her to do something and she's like, I know how to do that. And it's like, well, listen, bitch, like, I'm your mom and you do what I say.
Also,
you know?
I've been through this shit before.
Yeah. My youngest.
All right. Well, if you're watching on Patreon, she actually didn't even leave. She just peed right here in front of us. So join the Patreon, and if that's what you're into.
Golden Coors Showers.
Light and pee taste the same. It's fine.
Oh my God, that is so funny. So Justice, that's there. That's a great story that she has. I was driving with her one time and like, I think she had maybe had like a few Coors Lights before we had driven. And like, she said the same thing. She's like, it's just like water, you know, like it's not, she's like, I'm not drinking and driving.
Staying hydrated. I have Rainier beer. Is that something that's in your, have you seen like Rainier or heard of Rainier? So Rainier is like Seattle area because Mount Rainier is up here, but it's a big R for their logo, and it's the same logo for the Seattle Mariners minor league baseball team. It's
perfect.
The same R. Yeah. They're the Rainiers. So I substitute taught once for PE for a gym class, and I was wearing the hat. You know, I'm baseball hat, whatever, right? And then
you
a kid was like...
Hat?
Yeah, well,
what's the beer hat?
I know, it's literally, I promise, it doesn't matter because it's the same logo. Who fucking cares? It's the same. And a kid goes, my dad drinks that every morning. And I was like, all right.
Yeah, you're like,
well,
every morning.
I didn't know what to say. Like, oh, we have something in common. Or, you know, so.
Your dad's an alcoholic.
Yep, me too. So I just took it off and was like, never mind. we're glad you're back. happy to have you. Your first boyfriend, or the boyfriend you had when you did amateur night, cared. Has any significant other cared since? Do you care if they care? As soon as they care, are you like, fuck off? Do you tell people on first dates?
I tell people what's on first date. And I tell them, like, this is what I do. I'm like, you can go fuck yourself if you don't like it, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, what happens, though, is when I start getting cozy and when I start getting the, like, oh, like, I don't have to go to work tonight. Like, I just want to stay home and cuddle. I just want to go to bed. I just want to eat. Like, no, I do that to myself. So it's better for me money-wise if I'm just single, because then all of a sudden I fall into the, like, I don't have to go to work tonight. There's always tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's currently how where you stand as single, or none of our business?
I am so single. I'm
okay.
So single.
Okay.
Jade is so single.
Got it.
If you have
all
a vagina, it's better for you.
Damn it. I just read an article of a woman in Australia who has two.
I read that
same article.
All right. She said she uses one for business and one for pleasure. That's crazy. What if she gets it confused? Oh, shit. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. That's the wrong one.
That was the business one.
Yeah. You owe me $500.
It's like a mullet. She's got business in the front, party in the back.
My business is also in the front, party in the back.
OnlyFans.
OnlyFans.
Pegging. What is, do you have, can you share what's on your OnlyFans in general or specific, or do you care to? What do you got?
Honestly, it's me fucking myself.
It's you what?
It's me fucking myself. One of the last videos I posted, like, I had a suction cup dildo on a mirror and I was like fucking myself on it.
Okay, well so then let me follow.
Yeah, go ahead and follow.
Corey's going in.
I have an Hitachi, and that's like the golden
vibrator.
So Hitachi, if you want to sponsor me, I need the tools. Go ahead and give it to me.
So you can get the vibration on your clit and the insertion at the same time.
Exactly. It's like those new things are just, it's.
I already sort of told Nikki this. Maybe I shouldn't have had two drinks. My Pornhub search is brunette, big boob, tattoo, squirter. That's what I type
yeah,
in
those
every
are the
time.
Four that hit it.
That hits you the, all.
Are you the meme, though? Have you seen all the porn and you're like the guy with the glasses? It's like, this one will never do. Like, not this. You're on page 45 of like, doesn't quite
that's really
funny. The right way.
That's a good TikTok, but I'd probably get removed from TikTok if I did.
My Pornhub search is way different from yours.
What's yours?
Like, I'm really into, like, I think it's Nikki Hearts or Nikki Six. Like, she's so fucking hot, her and her wife. They're fucking, like, golden, like, Steph's kiss. But then also, there's this weird one. I mean, it's not too weird. It's just, like, a whole bunch of, like, hot oil and massaging. And then they're fucking.
I like that.
I'm like, I'm into this. Like, all of them are just, like, they start off as massages, and then it's just like, oh, this is so inappropriate because you're a massage therapist. But then
I
all
do.
Of a sudden,
yeah.
You guys follow? Okay, like talking about porn, I don't necessarily watch porn just for the fact of like, I like to kind of have my own kind of porn, you know, but when you watch porn, do you go for storyline? Like, is it like, do you need
to
like...
storyline. I have to have a good storyline. If the storyline's not there, I'm like, nope. That's why I'm like, oh, you need to research like this girl and her wife, because like there's this one, it's like CSI or whatever it is, like crime scene, and then all of a sudden it's like dark and disturbing. Like, yeah, get it.
Is it believable though? Or, like, is it good? Like, okay, so when I say storyline, is it like good acting?
Oh, the acting is horrible in all porn. when I was younger, one of my favorite ones was Jenna Jameson in the mental institution. It was so good. And there's like this guy with all this like weird light. The cinematography was amazing. It's like the lights and like everything cracking. Right. Everybody's like jacking off in the corner in like this weird like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde robe. I was like, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm pretty much like, I'd rather watch Ozark for a story.
Or like
jerk off to a hot girl in like 10 seconds.
When I was 18, I rented from, we used to have this thing called Figuritos Video, and they had a porn section, and I would.
Yeah,
I
did they have the red like curtain in the back where you had
they
to like go
They are not
in?
The monsters, and I was obsessed with it because it was the whole monsters sort of like, everyone to get up, and I was like, this is beautiful. Like,
pretty
I love
fun.
This.
When my wife and I were trying to kind of save the marriage, we did like toys and porn and shit, and she/we were really into, at the time Pirates came out, so
Ooh.
it was a parody of Pirates of the Caribbean, and it was really like a lot of money must have gone into it. It was Carmen Luvana and another blonde gal, and they like had these hot scenes, and so we would watch like. Not the whole thing, but we would watch a decent amount of it and then like
Do you
have
okay? So
sex.
when you're watching porn in that situation, are you having sex like during it? Are you acting it out? Like what's the go-to in that situation?
We would watch some and then when it was just too, we couldn't not,
Then, but
then
you
we
keep it
had to
going?
fuck. We
Yeah.
it would keep playing and
Okay.
we would like peek or we would like whatever and then this. I'm big on sound, so
Okay.
like I like also like if I'm watching porn for it to have like real sounding
I
sounds
watch porn on
coming
mute.
or screaming. What's
You
that?
watch porn on mute?
On mute.
What? That's insane. You're crazy.
Wait, Nikki, do you remember when we went to Vegas? It was my first time there, and like we did the whole like we bought the outfits and everything from like that one porn store or whatever.
Yeah, I
I think
remember going in
it
there. It's
was
so
at Hustlers. And
weird.
I got the like it was like this is not Breaking Dawn
I
because
do
Twilight
remember that
was
because
really
you were
popular
really
at the
into
time.
Twilight,
I
yeah.
brought it home.
Yeah. When you go into porn stores in Vegas, they are so bright. It is as if you're like under strobe lights in there as you're like picking out dildos and shit. You're like, is this one
Like
gonna
the
work?
interrogation light, like what
No,
are you
like,
doing? What are you
yeah,
buying?
it's crazy. I remember that.
All right, Nikki just used her fist and forearm as a reference, which so
Well,
that's not good for us guys.
yeah, exactly.
Jesus
There's
Christ.
this photo of me
Is
holding
this
up a
good?
Mountain Dew bottle next to this fucking like giant Kong or dog. Kong, not Kong. Kong is for animals. A
King
dog is
Kong.
for other people.
Yeah.
And so like it was like a fucking
It's
12
massive.
ounce fucking Mountain Dew bottle. It was bigger than this 12 ounce Mountain Dew bottle.
Yeah.
And
Oh,
we were like,
12
what is
ounce.
this? It
That's
was
nothing.
beautiful. It was beautiful.
Sounds small. I thought you meant like a liter.
Yeah.
Like, wow. Good for
Jesus.
you. Well, that's great. This is so now we're gonna talk about your personal life. No. But in gen like so people know you seem very open. You seem like you wouldn't care if people care like if people cared, you'd be like fuck off as far as I can tell. But like I'm always curious about family. Like do you tell them night one? Do you tell them eventually? Do they support, you know,
So, my
families don't
31st
support stand-up
birthday
comedy. So like,
just
you
came
know.
up.
What's
And
that?
so, like, my 31st birthday just came up. And
Okay.
on, like, my first birthday at the club, my mom brought cupcakes and balloons to the tip top.
Yeah, she did. I do remember that.
So
Yeah.
She's great.
she's
Yeah.
she
She's
sounds
funny.
amazing.
Great.
She's an Aquarius. She's weird as fuck, but yet I love her.
Yeah. And is she local? Is she in Eureka as well or near?
She's actually in Florence, Oregon right now.
Okay, yeah, I know about
Yeah.
Florence. I'm gonna
There's a
be
bunch
in
of old people there.
Bandon. I'm gonna be in
Bandon? Oh yeah,
Bandon
Bandon. When I
in 2 weeks.
describe Bandon, or when she describes Brandon also, she's just like, it's like the deliverance. Like the Bandon.
It is, but we're go so I'm a white boy golfer and I go on a golf trip there
Oh,
every
see.
year and
No
it's the
wonder why
most
you were in Bend.
beautiful. No wonder what?
She said, no wonder why you were in Bend.
It
Ben
didn't
hasn't,
shows.
no,
Yeah,
white
didn't
golfer.
shows. Yeah. That's
No.
great. And you're gonna keep dancing until you fucking can't or don't want to or whatever.
Until my knees give out, yeah.
It's always
Yeah.
the knees. The knees
It's
go
always the knees.
first. The
Is
knees
it?
go first.
I did a private party just like 2 nights ago, and I didn't even dance. I was just like drinking champagne, and then like I woke up the next morning like my knees hurt. Why does my knees hurt?
Unpredictable. Yeah.
What did you do at the private party, young lady?
I don't know. I was mostly in the hot tub the whole time, so I don't know. I'm like, that should
Oh
have been
man.
relaxing.
Yeah, I sort of wonder. So a friend of mine, she texted me yesterday, and she goes, "You have an OnlyFans, right? Can you tell me about it?" And I was like, "Well, I just have one so I can view them.
Like, I don't, yeah, you kind of have to have one.
I don't know, you have to have an account to view accounts. My like profile picture is me in my underwear like a dork, and then I have like one of me fake farting with like one of the little emoji farts coming out of my butt, and like I
but
don't.
But you said a guy wants to buy a picture of your dick. What's going on with that?
Yeah, what's
oh,
up?
Oh yeah, a gay fella. I assume he's gay. Who? I assume it's a man. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
He is offered $750. Yeah. And we are $300 in. He's paying an installment.
Oh my god, I paid way more for less.
Yeah, it has my face in it, which whatever, I don't care. It's out
there. Is
there
a certain angle? Like, is there specifications?
There is not. Here's what I've decided. Well, so it's not the hottest slash easiest to get your face and your full dick in a photo. True. So like, because what are your like? Your options are side, so side is fine. What's that?
Why don't you figure somewhere to lodge it, and then you put the timer on your phone, and you...
Totally, yeah, but like...
You need to get creative.
But see, I want it to look big. I don't want to be like... I don't want it to be like...
Downward angle.
40 feet away, where he's like, well, yeah, your face is technically in it, but I don't even...
I don't really
so,
see it.
I'm actually wearing this hoodie in the photo, and I'm in my car, and I have it mounted in my car, not my dick, my phone, and it's going to be the bottom side of my dick, which I don't know if that's matters to people, if it's bottom or top.
Can you send it to me for photo editing?
By
I'll
all
tell
means.
You what to
post. But I need to, here's the thing. I will, but I need to know. Well, that's consent. Everybody heard that. I kind of need it to be a photo that I'm only sending him. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, it's a custom.
Because if it gets custom. But also, if it gets released, I don't want to be like, dude, that was you, and him be like, no, it wasn't. And have
is there
like,
a way to like watermark it or trademark it?
I was thinking about like. On the bottom side, like on one of the veins, just being like at Corey Michaelis comedy.
Yeah, exactly.
You need to put it on your ball sack.
Yeah. Your hairs.
Clean shaven. But yes, carpet matches the drapes. But yeah, hey, so anyway, she was asking and I was like, hey, I'm not really, but then I did have a lot of advice because a lot of women have different. Like some women choose free to see their feed or to subscribe, but then they hit you up every day in the DMs with things. And some choose like $4.99 to subscribe. And like one woman, it's like $5 to subscribe and she gives away.
I used to be five bucks. And then all of a sudden I was just like, wait a second. I'm like $5 for just a month. I'm like, that's not right. I'm like, hash browns from McDonald's is way more expensive than this monthly fee. Don't even fuck with me right now.
Mm-mm. That's a good, or just like you pay for Peacock. Like get out of here.
Yeah.
Exactly.
There's not even any shows on Peacock.
Yeah, there's no. There was like one show I was watching on Peacock, and then like I was like, okay, I'm over this.
I'm out. So, but I probably still pay every month. I forget to unsubscribe. But I was just like, you gotta just. I told her, I said, you just gotta follow a lot of women and see the different business models because there are different ones. And I guess I'm just curious, like what? I know you said you're fucking yourself, but like. Face, no face, like you're not $4.99 anymore because you realize that's ridiculous.
Yeah, tips, so I went from like
DMs, tips, DMs, like where's the money coming from?
I went from like $5 to $30. I'm like, you can afford a dollar a month. Like, don't be
a day, yeah.
A dollar a day. Yeah, dollar a month. The core is talking. No, to like $30 a month. Like, that's a dollar a day. Like, that's not even that much. Like you spend more, we spend so much more on other things. Like coffee. This is to have full access to me. And then I dropped it down to $18. And so after OnlyFans takes their money out, I get $14.
Gotcha. Per sub. Yeah. And then do you get extra from tips and DMs? Like personal
yes,
stuff?
I do.
Gotcha.
I usually try to charge about $1 per second. Sometimes if it goes over like more, like I kind of like round down a little bit more just because like, I don't know how much. I don't know. I'm like,
it's a weird yeah. market. It's like this odd emerging market. And I feel like it's extra odd for girls that are strippers, because we're used to giving a lap dance and it's, I don't know how much 40, 50 bucks.
3 minutes. Yeah.
For 3 minutes. Okay, yeah.
But then that's it. You get nothing else from that. That's all you got. You got your one lap dance to go into OnlyFans, and they're like, oh, I want to spend 50 bucks on a video, but then they have that shit forever. And it's like, well, then you're really paying for it because they can download. I don't know if they can download.
That's a good question. But like, there's a thing called screen record.
Yeah,
there is. Screen record things, and you can also screenshot the shit, and then you have it forever. So it's like, okay, well, you have it forever.
Yeah, and that's like a market for women. I feel like at least I've come across quite a few women that are strippers first that go into OnlyFans that were like treading these waters of being like, well, wait, what should we charge? Because we're so used to being like, well, we give a lap dance, this is what it is, you get a dance for 3 minutes and then it's done. You want another one, you have to pay for another one. And like, some people, I mean, there's, you know, cheap people that'll be like, well, I'll buy one video and that's all I fucking need from you, because now I have this video forever and I don't have to spend any more money.
But that person might become so loyal of a follower, they don't end their subscription, and they tip you every time you make a post.
Oh, no,
there's like, which
yeah, it's exactly. So it's like you have to price things accordingly. And I found that's like because you see women or anybody or men too that are super successful on OnlyFans, and it goes both ways, because I've seen girls that they have a really high subscription price and then they just do everything in that feed. That's like, there's no pay-per-views, there's no anything. So what your subscription, that's what you get.
The feed's a feed, that's it, yeah.
Exactly, and then you get girls who charge $5 or $10 a month, and then they'll send out videos that are, you know, 15, 20 bucks. And like, even in there sometimes, it's funny because I'll make videos and I'll be like, damn, is somebody gonna buy this for $20? Like, would I buy this for $20?
That's like, would I buy this for $20?
But somebody does, you know? And then you're like, all right, well, they do. I guess they do, you know?
See, and I know this isn't OnlyFans, but I think it's similar to like, okay, so I have this very narrow view. I got to change my view on social media, because I'll go like, I'll post that tomorrow, or I'll go like, picture stinks, or that stand-up video is not perfect and it doesn't have captions yet, so I'll wait. And then I just don't.
Yeah, like, you have to post it. People like the authenticity of it. It's really interesting.
And my buddy has a much more like flood the market.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, because
I think he's a little too much, but so I would like to be somewhere in between him and me. But I haven't posted anything on Instagram for 10, like 5 days, which whatever, it sounds too stupid long. To think about, but it's like crazy. What am I doing? Like, who cares? I mean,
you have to think about that.
Flood the market, baby. Like,
or at least you have to think about the people that, like, that's kind of like your business. That's your representation, you know? So
they follow me for a reason.
They follow you. Yeah. And it's like, even at a point, cause I used to do the same thing. I don't know. I'll fucking post who knows when. And then I kind of started being like, okay, I need to at least make sure to post every other day. And that's my goal. You just post every other day. And at that point you feel good about being like, well, I'm not trolling everybody with, like, we all know the one person that has 5,000 posts on their Instagram.
Totally.
Post 20 pictures today, you know?
Right.
Then you see the person that's like, oh, they haven't posted in 2 months, you know? So it's like this weird balance of being like, okay, well, I'm here, but this isn't my only life, you know?
But I can't imagine if my butthole was involved. You know what I'm saying? Like,
then you'd really post every day. You'd be like, here's my butthole.
But I'm just like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm doing this with like, oh, my face looks weird. Like, I can't imagine. But on OnlyFans.com, Botanic People Panic. I don't know if your butthole's on there, but
my butthole is definitely on there.
All right, you can go. So I'm committed to subscribing.
You can come watch my chocolate starfish.
Well, I'm committed to subscribing every at least 1 month for every guest. So, you know, out of courtesy, I will.
Because he has to.
He has to.
Just to be respectful. I will be subscribing, and you all should as well. You should also follow Jade/Nikki/ her real name on Conjured Chrysanthemum.
Look
I
it
nailed
up.
It. Conjuredchrysanthemum. Chris and the mum. On go. All the things. All the things or Instagram or I don't know. Do you have Twitter? Do you have
I do have a Twitter. I believe my Twitter is Botanic Panic.
Okay. Yeah, because you got to be.
But also, if you want to see hair, there is Botanic Panic and some stripper shit on that one.
She's got
there you go.
Yeah.
She does hair as well.
I got both of them.
both of them. I love it. I'm going to do one more shot. You guys, I don't know if you have anything left in your.
I'll drink some more wine.
Drinks. Oh, why not?
I'm going to have another chorus downstairs.
It's before down. I cook a baby shower. I don't want you to fall down those steps before.
Oh, my God. We just had a conversation about this because I stayed at her house the other night.
Okay.
And the first.
Oh, this is where you stay. That's right.
When I go, yeah, I'll stay with her. And I was like, how the fuck do you get down these stairs when you're drunk? Like, I couldn't even get down them completely sober. And I was like, this is so dangerous. So, yeah, that's she's got to get down those fucking
My stairs. Brother has, his cats are, what do you call them? Man, I'm drunk.
Munchkin?
No, the big hairy moon king.
Maine Coons!
Maine Coons! But they have cerebellum. They have the disease where they can't get around. They fall.
Oh, they fall.
Oh, no. She's going to fall. We're going to be falling on video. They are
the fainting goat syndrome?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah. And so they are like, he's like, okay, just walk them up our stairs every night and walk them down every night. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. I can't have a drink, I guess, because that's going to be, because it's like steep stairs, old house, you know, yeah. Whatever. But anyway. Hey, was that a husky? No, that's a.
That's the best dog.
A lovely dog, though.
Yes. Okay, well,
all right, well, cheers. This is a great first podcast with Miss Nikki, Jade, and a little pop-in visit from Dungeon.
Dark Justice.
Dark Justice.
She's coming on soon.
Yeah, we're going to interview you. You promise?
She promised.
Deal. All right. Cheers.
Cheers, everybody.
Bye.
The Coors Light. Bye.
All right. See you next time. You don't have to leave.